DemocracyNow.org. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Nermeen Sheikh, Steve Martinez, Sam Malkoff, Hani Massoud, Ravi Karan, Dina Guzder, Amy Littlefield, Daniel Begin, Anna Ausbeck, Sam Riddell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Nogueira, engineer. Special thanks to Becca Staley, Julie Crosby, Elizabeth Press, Jessica Lee, John Wallach, and Vesta Goddars. I'm Amy Goodman with Aaron Mate. Our website is democracynow.org. You can watch the show there, listen to it, and you can read not only the transcripts, but all the links to related stories. Thanks for joining us.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is now 8 o'clock. Coming up next is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show with our hosts Abe Proctor and Joe Uris. Today's guests are two more candidates for the KBOO Board of Directors, Raul Van Hall and Sequoia Wright. Find out what they have to offer and do call in with your KBOO questions.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Two Rivers, One City, Tuesday, September 9th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Charles Jordan Community Center in Portland. The Willamette and the Columbia Rivers provide sustenance, recreation, and economic benefits to our region. Yet these rivers are burdened with the legacy of industrial pollution and threatened with the future of toxic contamination. The Two Rivers, One City event will bring a broad network of river users together to share their stake in clean water. The event will include an overview of the various environmental justice issues related to the Portland Harbor Superfund cleanup and the oil-by-rail projects along the Columbia. Again, that's Two Rivers, One City, Tuesday, September 9th at the Charles Jordan Community Center, 9009 North Foss Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Cascade Media Convergence, Friday, September 19th through the 21st, at the University of Oregon Turnbull Center, 70 Northwest Coote Street in Portland. The goals of this Cascade Media Convergence are to create a space for media makers to network and share best practices, collectively learn skills, and lay the framework for continued collaboration and plant the seeds toward building a regional grassroots media coalition. There will be workshops, strategy sessions, and space and time for deeper discussions on all aspects of grassroots media. Again, that's the Cascade Media Convergence, September 19th through 21st at the University of Oregon Turnbull Center, 70 Northwest Coote Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, good morning. Oh, it's so exciting. This is election season here at KBOO, a unique opportunity for you out there to become members, and which hope you already are, and to express your preference for candidates for the Board of Trustees. Board of Trustees?
Are they trustees or directors?
They're not a Board of Trustees. They're KBOO Board of Directors.
Regents.
Directors.
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 Okay.
I can get this right. I want to say a couple of things before we start on this. We have two excellent candidates to interview, and you out there will be given an opportunity to ask them questions. A couple of things. We're not going to be talking about programming. So don't ask the candidates or us, why is this show on the air, or how about that? Let's talk about the general policies of the station and how they, the candidates, perceive that. I want to urge you to become a member of KBOO at the KBOO annual membership meeting and to have you come there. It'll be held on Saturday, September 20th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Lotus Seed, located at 6 Northeast Tillamook. That's the corner of Williams and Tillamook. If you are a member and have not received a ballot, call Sun Lee at 503-231-8032, extension 207. Or email him at membership@kbo.org. Ballots should be mailed by Saturday or can be dropped off at the ballot box at the station at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. And you have to cast your ballot at the annual meeting until 2 p.m., which means you could join up till 2 p.m.
Yeah, but you don't have to cast your ballot at the meeting.
No, no. It's
you
not
have until then.
It's the last moment.
Right. That's the deadline.
That's the exciting moment of truth.
Right.
As we say.
Yes.
Okay. So I think we have someone online, do we?
We'll burn that bridge when we get to it.
Okay. I'm going to let you you lead off here. We have a candidate. We have excitement.
Indeed. Well, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, first of all, thank you, Joe and Abe, for having me on your show this morning. I listen to your show regularly, or at least try to. I like your subject matter and the way you guys work together. So thank you for having me on your show this morning.
Certainly.
So I'm Sequoia Wright, and I am running for the board of directors. And I've been a KBOO volunteer for since 2010, so for about almost 5 years. And I just thought maybe it was time to, put my skills to work and move up to the next level.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Shall we begin then?
Well, let's begin with this semi-formalistic event.
So, all right. Well, here's how this is going to work.
How's it going
to
work?
We've got three questions that we want to – actually, what do we have?
Actually, four questions.
Four or five questions.
It's a million questions.
We have some questions that we are going to ask each of our candidates today.
The same questions.
The same questions.
In the same sarcastic tone of voice.
Well, naturally. Yes.
Only Joe and Abe can do.
Yes. Interminable and indomitable. But we also want to say this.
We do. We want to ask each of our candidates today these same questions so you get you can hear what their position is on these rather important aspects of KBOO's governance. But we also want to hear what's on your mind as well. So once we get through these questions, we'll open up the phones and you can have at it.
Yeah, and you can make...
Have at it.
Have at it.
And you can make statements too. I'm going to read the first paragraph here on this very formal document.
Okay.
The role of the board of directors is to deal with policy and finance and to serve as ambassadors for the KBOO Foundation to listeners, members, and broader community. Oh, no, it starts to be a question. Okay, it goes right into a question. This is very exciting. So given that, what talents and strengths would you bring to the KBOO Foundation board of directors?
Well, in terms of finance, I mean, that's not my, that's not my biggest skill set, but I think that, understanding how this radio station runs and the work that needs to be done to make it run, one of the biggest things is understanding finance. And I think that, working as a team with other cohorts that are on the board and understanding the finances together would really be a way to, put the work necessary and the skill sets necessary to understand it. So, I mean, not having a financial background, I don't have that, but I'm definitely willing to work with other members to, work with balancing and financing.
Okay.
Now, I understand we've got our second candidate on the phone. Is that right, Steve? Are you there, sir?
Are you talking to me?
I am.
Okay. Hi, this is Raul. I'm calling from Amsterdam, Holland.
All right. Raul, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. It's late afternoon here in Europe, but it's great to be on your morning show.
All right. So I'm going to, in case you haven't been able to listen thus far, I'm going to let you know how this is going to proceed.
Okay.
And then we'll go ahead and ask you the same question we just asked to Sequoia. So we have a set of pro forma questions here that we're going to ask to each of you, and you can answer them in turn. And once that's done, we're going to open things up to our listeners.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Here we go. The role of the board of directors is to deal with policy and finance and to serve as ambassadors for the KBOO Foundation to listeners, members, and the broader community. What talents and strengths would you bring to KBOO's foundation, to the KBOO Foundation's board of directors?
And I'm up, right? So, okay. Well, I have a lot of background in radio as well as radio finance. I've been station manager of a lot of radio stations throughout my career where I've had to make ends meet financially. Most of those have been in commercial radio where there's great incentive to have the stations be profitable right away. In addition, I've been on the board of directors of Lane Community College down in Eugene where there were some financial matters that we dealt with from time to time there as well. I was never a chief financial officer, but I was always involved in some of those decisions, or certainly the debates as to where the funds were dispersed. I was also a member of an organization called the Barron Foundation, where we were a nonprofit organization that raised money and then once again dispersed those funds to other worthwhile organizations and doing good work in that regard.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Here's the next question. Tell us about who or what inspired you to become involved in the community radio. I'm going to ask Sikorna first and then you, Raul.
Okay, so I got my start in community radio back in 2007 in my hometown of Salt Lake City, Utah. I've been living here in Portland now for 5 years. And so I've been at KBOO for just that, almost that long. So, but what started me in community radio is that I had a friend that I went to high school with who suggested that I try it out, try out our local community radio station. And so I did, and I had a show for 2 years until I decided to move to Portland. And that's how I got my start.
Okay, Raul?
Yes, well, I got my start, and again, I've been spending most of my career in commercial radio and in public radio, but I started out in community radio in 1973 at a station called KBCS in suburban Seattle, and so that really was what really sparked my interest in that, and that was based on the fact that I grew up in here in the Netherlands, where a lot of community radio, it's really kind of all community radio, it's all public radio and community radio, and so that's what's made me a fan of community radio. It's the diversity of the schedule and the kinds of people that you work with and the different kinds of ideas pushing the envelope, at least compared to more mainstream radio. It's also the chance to experiment and even fail with different program ideas or programming philosophies. That's one of the things that I think is great about commercial community radio is that you're not afraid to take chances and occasionally fail, because that's how the great ideas sometimes are created. You want to be able to have an environment where you can take chances, and I think that's what community radio really does well. The other thing, just looking ahead to the future, is that I really believe, and I mean this sincerely, and it's why I left commercial radio and why I left public radio, is that community radio, I think, is uniquely positioned for the challenges that are facing media and broadcast media right now. It's a unique voice, and as opposed to an NPR affiliate where you can get those programs all sorts of different ways from different stations around the country, the scheduling community radio, especially a station like KBOO, is unique. It's one of a kind. And I would say 99% of your schedule is that way. And that's one of the great things that I think really is the future for radio and community radio as well.
All right. So we're going to reverse the order this time. I'm going to ask the next question first to Raul and then to Sikorna. Okay. The KBOO Foundation Board of Directors consists of 12 members, and if you are elected, you will be called upon to work closely in a collaborative fashion with the other board members. Can you give an example where you work toward a decision in a collaborative manner in a group setting?
Well, again, based on previous experience, even working at a large NPR station, collaboration is really one of the things that we did with all the decisions. At some point in the process of creating things or deciding how to move forward, there would be collaboration. Now, depending on the organization, there are people that make the ultimate decision, but it starts out as a conversation, brainstorming, and bringing different ideas to the table. Even, you know, what might ultimately seem like a bad idea or even a stupid idea or something like that. There are no stupid ideas, and that's what one of the things I love about the collaborative process. I owned an advertising agency, and that was all about collaboration. Throw us your most wild and wacky idea. You know, there are no ideas that are bad ideas, just any idea is a good idea, and let's discuss it and build upon that. And some of the wildest suggestions sometimes turn out to be some of the better suggestions. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so Corina, can you give an example where you work toward a decision in a collaborative manner in a group setting?
Well, one of the things that I'm learning in working in a team setting and in a collective manner is that, you know, there are different ideas. Everyone has, you know, are either married to an idea or they have an idea that they want to put on the table that they're not sure of. I think that it's important to not so much be right, but whose ideas are going to be effective. And I think that's one of the main things that has to be focused in on when it comes to team building and working in collective in a collective atmosphere, is that, you know, what ideas are going to be effective that's going to carry us to the next phase of the organization or the next phase in where we're trying to go directionally. So what I've learned is to basically listen to the ideas and hash it out in a way where everyone feels comfortable. Now, like I said, I would like to, ideally, it would be nice to, you take ideas and use them in terms of how effective they're going to be. I would, you know, like to see that type of team setting, but, you know, just starting out, we definitely need to learn to listen and, you know, give each other a chance, you know, first. And so I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to ask you, Sequoia, this next question first, and then we'll go to Raul. What do you feel is the most important challenge facing KBOO in 2014?
Okay. Well, being a very interested and consistent volunteer here, and just being able to meet different people and hear different perspectives, and then also working with different equipments and I'm not saying that I'm an expert or anything, but, you know, I do utilize the equipment a lot. And, you know, and then on top of that, you know, also producing news and other public affair things. I think one of the main things that would be very helpful is to make, electronics a little bit better, make our social media a little bit better, because, you know, that's the wave of the future now. That's the area that we're going in, is, you know, media and technology. And I think that's going to be important moving forward. So I think that, understanding technology a little bit better and using, you know, social media with the new technology, I think would be a very pinnacle part for KBOO.
Okay, Raul?
Well, I agree with everything she said wholeheartedly. I think that community stations, all radio stations, are at a crossroads right now. There is so much more competition. It's not just the 40 or so radio stations in the Portland area that we're competing with as far as listener attention and time, but it's all the stations worldwide. And I've noticed here, this couple of weeks here in Holland, that they're doing a much better job of that here, that they're promoting internet and worldwide listening. And I think that's one of the things that KBOO has that I think is really, really exciting. There are so many great locally produced programs, and KBOO is such a great brand that I see not just a local or regional or national opportunity, but I see an international and maybe even an interplanetary possibility here for us. And I was just joking about that last part. But I think that KBOO has a great brand. There's some great programs on KBOO that I think could serve a national audience. I think there can be people listening in Amsterdam and London to KBOO and Miami, Florida, and New York City, and I know that some of that is already done, but I think that's one of the futures for community radio and a station like KBOO is to produce programming that resonates and motivates people not just locally, regionally, nationally, but internationally to support this service and recognize the value that it has. Not just on the air, I think that's a small component of what radio is going to be in the near future. I'm barely using the word radio these days. It's media, and it's media that's interactive, and it's worldwide, and it's on demand for listener convenience, because that's the world we're moving into. People don't want to listen to radio under the influence, for example, or Jazz Libs. When we want them to hear it, we want to make sure that they can hear it when they want to hear it. Put it on pause, listen to it again if they want to, take it on an airplane with them, take it to the beach, whatever. And that's what I think we need to embrace, because that's how we're going to have a global reach and a global fundraising ability as well.
Well, and I just like to add that one of the things that I always do is make sure that I, you know, shout out our website, www.kbu.fm, where you can archive your favorite show. It would be nice to listen on demand, but we do need the baby step, and the baby step is to make sure that we're going to the website and shouting it out as much as possible.
Okay, Raul, we'll give you a chance to respond, and then we'll move to our final question.
Well, once again, I agree wholeheartedly with what she just said. First step first, but the important thing is to move forward and to continue to grow the brand, because KBOO needs to be on firm financial footing, and the audience size in Portland, at least right now, is not large enough to provide that, whether it's individual contributions or corporate or larger organizations underwriting some of the things that we do. We want to be able to access monies from individuals and organizations across the country and around the world.
Okay, now, this is I regard this as sort of a throwaway question. There's no wrong answer.
Oh, no, it's very important, and there's only one correct answer.
Oh, what is that?
Well, we'll ask the question.
Oh, okay. And then you'll tell us.
I think it's self-evident.
Okay,
here's the question.
Okay.
All right, we'll ask you first, Raul. What's your favorite show on KBOO?
Well, I have a lot of favorite shows.
No,
on
that's
KBOO.
Not the correct answer. Moving on. No, sorry, go ahead.
Pay no attention to him.
And so I like the block of Jazz Libs and Jazz in the Afternoon, but I also love the Holland Hour, obviously, and the Portland Jewish Hour as well. I think that's great programming, and those are unique programs, again, that KBOO owns 100%.
Interesting answer, but unfortunately incorrect.
No. Ignore him. He's just a silly fellow.
Sikorna, what's your favorite show on KBOO?
There's no wrong answer.
No, there's not. I mean, it's KBOO. There is no wrong answer. You know, all the programming here is really great. People do and put a lot of hard work into their craft. So, but if I had to, choose what's my favorite, I like Soundbox. I like Dana Brownwell's The Soundbox. There's great DJing on that. I love Joe and Abe's show too. So I do. No, like totally. Like I, when I'm here producing news on Tuesdays, I have to have your show on. So, but if I had to like pick a favorite show, The Soundbox is my thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's great. Now here's what's going to happen. We're going to invite people to call and they will hopefully ask a question of both of you. And hopefully the system will hold together on this.
Hopefully.
So who do we have?
Hang on one
second. Wait.
So here's what I'd like to do for the rest of the show. I want to take questions from our listeners.
Okay.
Interspersed with additional questions from you and me. And at the end, we'll give each of our candidates a chance to make a closing statement.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. With that said, let's go to the phone. Steve, Sunny, good morning.
Good morning. I enjoy you guys' show. Abe.
Thank you.
And Joe, I do. I think you have a... Anyway, I enjoy Joe by himself, and I enjoy you two together.
Well, that's good.
Anyway, my question is what level of importance would either candidate or both put to civil preparedness? For instance, a lot of the Alpha Broadcasting, which is the majority, I think, dominant corporate broadcast, isn't connected to any sort of emergency preparedness or alert system necessary. I mean, I kind of worry about that because, after all, you know, Britain's got its alert sky high pertaining to ISIS, and we're supposed to, you know, we're in the process now of getting ready for the crap that's going to come, which is going to come because one way or another, you know, it's got to happen. So I'm wondering about, you know, emergency preparedness and commitment to maintaining some level of, communication across crises.
Well, thank you very much for the question. Let's go to Sokoina first.
Well, thank you, Sunny, for your question. Civil preparedness, I think, is really important. We're in some very, very, very tough, struggling times. And I don't think that we would do ourselves any good blinding our eyes to what's going on. So, you know, if you're blinding your eyes to what's going on, you are missing your survival techniques and skills. And so I know for myself, I live every day, you know, with understanding civil preparedness. Now, what that looks like for me is going to be different for other folks. I can only, put the information out there, which is what KBOO is good at doing, is putting that information out there. I mean, we cover things that you're not going to hear on CNN and or, you know, Fox News, dare I say, or, you know, any other, you know, places that are conservative or, you know, liberal, whatever. NPR does okay. But, you know, KBOO, we really get to the heart of the matter. And I think that that is something that we do anyway, is civil preparedness, you know, by reporting stories that you're not going to hear anywhere else commercially. So, I mean, you know, this is my civil preparedness. And this is my way of contributing and letting folks know that, hey, look what's going on. Are you paying attention? So that's my answer.
Okay, Raul?
Well, you know, it's not just our obligation as a licensee of the Federal Communications Commission, but it's also our responsibility not just to our listeners, but to our community. And I feel very, very strongly about this. I think this is one of the places where local community radio can really shine, and I believe this is the area where commercial broadcasters and even large NPR affiliates have completely dropped the ball. They are unattended for great portions of the day, great portions of the week. If an emergency happens, you are not going to find out about it many, many times on stations that are not staffed 24 hours a day. So this is really one of the opportunities for stations like us to address the local issues that are really important, but also what if there's an emergency? What if there's a chemical spill or a large earthquake? And, you know, we're in prime earthquake country in Oregon, and so we definitely have to have a plan. At the last public station that I worked at there in Portland, we spent a lot of time on a game plan. What do we do if this happens? And what do we do if this happens, but our plan A of the preparedness policy doesn't work? What is our plan B and what is our plan C? And that's actually what I did as an operations manager at a public radio station there in Portland, is make sure that we put that together. It was done collaboratively by committee, and there was not only a plan A, a plan B, a plan C, but this is one of the things that gives me goosebumps about local radio, that we do so well, that's such a great opportunity. You're not going to hear the issues in Portland and in Oregon and the Willamette Valley anywhere else but on local radio, on community radio especially. I was fortunately or unfortunately involved in an earthquake at a community station down in California where we had to order an evacuation of the town because of a tsunami alert. And not only was that a powerful moment in radio, but it gives me goosebumps to think about what a great piece of radio that was, too, compelling radio, and probably my favorite 5 hours of a 40-year broadcast career. So, again, this is what community radio is uniquely positioned to do really well. I understand there are people 24/7 at KBOO, so if there's a problem at 3 o'clock in the morning, a train derailment, we've got people there on the ground. Now, what pieces you have in place at KBOO, I don't know because I'm not inside the building, but that's something that I feel very strongly about and is an opportunity and a commitment we need to make to our community and our listeners.
Well, thanks a lot for both of you for that answer. It's interesting.
All right, this is KBOO 90.7 FM. You're listening to the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. We have with us today two candidates for the KBOO Board of Directors, Sequoyna Wright and Raul. I'm sorry, Raul, what's your last name?
Van Hall.
Van Hall.
Raul Van Hall.
Raul Van Hall. And I have asked them a set of pro forma questions, and now we are taking questions from our listeners. You can reach us by telephone at 503-231-8187. If you'd like to ask a question online, you can do so at our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Abe and Joe. Let's go to the phones. Edith, good morning.
Good morning. I'm asking both of you, if you were on the board and one of your responsibilities has to do with the fiscal management, the policies of that, how would you move that KBOO become more independent of the American and petrodollar? For example, that we have our own electricity, solar panels or whatever, so we don't have to go to Raul's suggestion of going to corporate funding, or that we don't have to worry about spending so much time as the show just before this one, where we feel like we have to be beholden to the donors or the advertisers, and instead we can do what is consistent with our mission of voicing what needs to be done and helping the larger community.
Raul, let's go to you first.
Well, we don't get into bed with anybody who's going to compromise our mission and our values and our ideals, whether they're corporate underwriters or other organizations that help other nonprofit organizations. That is one of the things that I feel very strongly about. We need to maintain our independent voice and be very selective about who we do business with. So compromise in that regard, I don't believe, is an issue. That's editorial and mission statement related. And that is what we need to stay true to, otherwise we're not KBOO. But I do think there are a lot of other what they call non-traditional revenue streams that radio stations, can adopt. What exactly KBOO is doing right now, I'm in a bit of a disadvantage because I haven't been a volunteer at KBOO. I've only been a fan of KBOO, so I don't really know what the nuts and bolts are, where the money's coming from, and what the exact fiscal situation is. I would make it my mission to find out and own that information as soon as I join the board, if that's what happens. But I do think that there are ways to do both and stay true to our mission, because without staying true to our mission and our principles, then there really is no KBOO community radio. So that's mission one, and we need to be selective and very smart about how we do this and not sell out. I've seen this happen time and time again, and one of the reasons I want to be involved with KBOO is that it does have a strong mission, sense of community, and sense of mission.
Thank you. Sequoyna.
Okay. Well, thank you, Edith, for your question. And I think if I understand it correctly, in short, looking to, for instance, provide clean energy without corporate dollars, and how we will sustain ourselves with without corporate money. I hope that's the gist of it. But for me to answer that, I'd have to say that one of the things that we would need to do to be smart and not sell out, as Raul said, is, like with the board of directors, do our part in fundraising, whether it be, that's one of the ideas that I think that needs to really be, implemented, is how can we fundraise and do what we need to do as a board of directors to carry on our mission and to take ourselves to the next level, with better technology, better resources in order to connect with folks who are in media, as Raul said, interactive media, I think he said. But I think that that as board of directors, it is our responsibility to make sure that we find ways to fundraise. So I think that is one of the ways that we would be able to sustain ourselves if we all do our part in responsibility. I think that's the best answer I can give. So I hope that works.
Okay. If I can jump in real quick, just okay. An alternative.
No,
I mean,
hang on. No. I'm sorry. I'm not going to let you do that. We have unless Sequoia consents.
Say that again.
I've said Raul wants to jump in with an addendum to his answer, but I'm only going to do that if it's okay with you, and you would be offered the same opportunity.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Raul.
Actually, just an observation that there's a community station in Northern California I'm a big fan of called KMUD, and they're completely off the grid. And in addition to that, they also sell their electricity they generate back into the community and use that as a revenue stream. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just wonderful. I don't know if that's possible in Portland, Oregon, but that's one of the things that they did to save the money on the electricity. They have a zero electricity bill most months, and indeed they can actually add to the grid.
And I think that's a great idea, Raul. I mean, I would love that to happen, but in terms of dollars, we need to get those dollars in to be able to do something like that if we're going to be independent and continue to stay independent. So I think that's a great idea, and I think that, you know, in the near future, I think that can happen, but where is the money going to come from? And so we definitely have to remind ourselves that these great ideas need to be funded. And in order for them to be funded, we have to fundraise and think of some smart ways to fundraise.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones. George, good morning. George? Oh, looks like we may have lost George. George, see if you can't get reconnected with us. In the meantime, I have a question.
You have a question.
Okay, as we mentioned at the outset, this election is coming up. The deadline to vote is 2 p.m. on Saturday, September the 20th. You have up until that time to become a member of KBOO if you want to participate in that election. So my question to you two candidates is, why, first of all, should someone become a member of KBOO, and why should they care who sits on the board of directors? And we'll go to Sequoia first.
So we are talking about, you know, having, you know, sustainable dollars from our community to keep us moving forward. And if you know that this is a valuable radio station, this is a valuable resource, why not become a member? You know what I mean? Like, why not, you know, continue to show your support by helping us continue to move forward by using your paycheck activism or wallet activism, as some would say. You know, we need that, you know, and I think that that is the importance of socialism, if you will, if you subscribe to it. But, you know, for those who want to see what socialism can do, well, that is part of it, is you know, building that resource amongst each other, taking what you have and building that resource. So I think that, you know, as members of this radio station, you are contributing, you are putting in your voice with your money and your hard-earned dollars. So, you know, I think that that is one of the reasons, you know, and like I said, KBOO is just a great radio station. I've been saying that. I think we all believe that. That's why we're here doing what we're doing, and why someone would want to run for the board of directors. I keep hearing, you know, oh, you know, that's going to be a hard thing, you know, basically. But, you know, if you care about this radio station, then why not take a chance? You know, I think that it was you, Abe, that, or somebody had mentioned about, I can't remember exactly, but it was like, you know, taking risks, and, you know, and it is a risk. It is a risk to get on the board and see it through. So I think that anyone who really cares about this radio station and has been a volunteer and has seen, you know, not the ins and outs all the way, but actually, you know, especially coming from the storm that we had last year, and we won't even go there, but actually having to weather that and see how KBOO is still maintaining, to me, that is important to me to want to be a part of this direction and make sure that we're heading in the right direction. If that answers it.
Okay. Raul, do you have a comment?
Well, as I'm fond of saying on the air during membership drives, The fact that you're listening right now is all the reason you need to support this service. If it's important enough to spend your time listening to, then I believe the next logical step is to support it financially, even if it's just a small amount. Every amount helps. And I think it's also important because the people who listen to KBOO, and I haven't met every KBOO listener by any means, but if you're listening to KBOO, there's a certain life group that listens to KBOO and community radio stations around the world. And these are people that don't want to get news from mainstream media. They want alternative voices out there. They want healthy debates. They don't want to just think that the whole world is black and white, left and right, Republicans and Democrats, that there is middle ground. There is ground all along that spectrum. And mainstream media, more than ever, are ignoring all these different debates. More and more people are just getting the information from sources that don't challenge them and already tell them what they know or what they want to hear. And community radio stations, again, are uniquely qualified and in a position to offer those kinds of debates, to have the full spectrum of opinion, all the different colors of the rainbow represented. And I believe that is not only worthy of the electricity bill to put KBOO on the air and the spectrum on the FM radio dial, but I believe that is support worthy. Whether it's your basic membership, whatever that is, $20 a year, certainly a station like KBOO and all these different voices you hear, where else are you going to hear the Portland Jewish Hour or the Holland Hour or Islamic Point of Views? Where else of all those radio stations in Portland are you going to hear that? Of the tens of thousands of media outlets, how many stations are actually offering those kinds of voices and spending an hour or half an hour on these subjects? And if not KBOO, then who else is going to do it? And I'm sure that if you're a listener to KBOO, you recognize that it's really important to have good, full-spectrum debates on these issues now more than ever. And now more than ever, I believe this deserves listener support. It also helps us grow, puts us on financial footing that will allow us to embrace the new technologies that are already here and the ones that are just around the corner. This business has changed a lot in the last 5 or 10 years, and in the next 5 or 10 years, it will be almost unrecognizable from what we've known radio to be. So, you know, this is a unique crossroads for all media, but especially community media, and I believe that deserves people's support. Now, I just basically retired from 40 years in broadcasting, and the first thing I did was turn around and contact KBOO and say, how can I help? And they said there was a board position, would I like to run for the board? So here, right away, I feel so passionate about what KBOO does and what community radio does, that I got right back, maybe out of the frying pan into the fire, because I feel it's important. I believe in this industry. I believe in this medium, and I believe in its future.
All right. Thank you both. Let's go back to the phones. George, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call, one
Certainly.
And all. The reason I'm calling is it seems to me that this is the era of social media, and it's, to me, KBOO is in the dark ages. The next communication, electronic communication, will receive from KBOO will be my first. And I think KBOO should have every member's email or electronic communication available, and they should reach out to people electronically in this age of social media. Now, for example, you're doing this day by day with two people who are running for the board. They could all say their piece on some electronic communication, and that could be sent to everybody, and they could vote online. So my question is, when is KBOO going to wake up and start using social media?
All right, let's have Raul take a shot at that first.
Well, I don't know when it's going to wake up. I don't know what the conversations that you've already had in the halls and in the offices there and at board meetings and policy meetings. I don't know where you are in the process, but there's a whole lot of things that we can do. But I think it needs to not just be so... I absolutely agree, George. We need to be part of social media, and that involves... that makes us more engaged with listeners. It gives listeners a more effective voice. But we also need to do it in the traditional way, too, because one of the things, as an operations manager, I'd take listener complaints, and I'd say, well, you can do it on our website, or you can contact us this way, and there are a lot of people who still don't want to do things on the Internet. So I think we have to do everything, but what George said is absolutely right. We need to do more and more of this in the future. You shouldn't have to turn on the FM radio to and that's the only way you hear about what's going on in KBOO. We need to spread the gospel other ways, too, and engage directly one-on-one with listeners and make sure that everybody feels like they're part of this community in whatever way it makes listeners feel motivated to contribute and support what we do at KBOO.
Thank you. Sokorna.
Okay. Well, I use social media a lot, and I definitely use social media for KBOO. I don't do it as often as I should, but I definitely try to make sure that I, use it as often. I think that, you know, as I stated earlier about technology, social media is part of that technology. I think it's really important that that our volunteers and our programmers are using social media to promote their programs as much as possible. I mean, that's where everybody is listening online. You know, that's where everybody's listening, which is online, and you know, getting a lot of their news and a lot of their music and all of those subjects. So it's important that, you know, that we use social media, especially to capture our young audience. I know that for me, that's one of my biggest goals, is try to get as many youth involved with KBOO as much as possible. Get them reacquainted. You know, they might look at, oh, KBOO's a dinosaur, you know, in terms of, you know, radio or internet radio, but you know, bring it back to basics. That for me, that's important. You know, in terms of understanding where you're going, is getting back to basics. And you know, and KBOO, while, you know, yes, we do need updated technology, it's still back to basics. It's still, you know, doing hands-on learning and skills, you know. So I mean, you know, to, in order to, you know, capture you know, that audience and get them here, we definitely have to use social media to outreach. So that would be my question. That would be my answer to you, George.
Yeah, I appreciate both of you. I want to remind people, you're listening to KBOO 90.7, your FM dial. We have two excellent candidates here, as are all the candidates for the board. And we want to hear your questions, 231-8187. Who do we have?
We have a question on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/AbeandJoe.
Yes, don't forget, facebook.com.
John writes in to ask, if you are not elected to the board, how will you contribute to KBOO and its ongoing mission? And we'll toss this one to Sokorna first.
Okay. Well, I already volunteer here at KBOO. I want to continue to, you know, add the skills that I'm learning every day here to further the mission of KBOO's volunteerism and the mission of what KBOO stands for. We have core values that, whether I get on the board or not, that, you know, really need to be out there and show that KBOO does have a direction in who we're trying to represent. So I want to make sure that I am, you know, bringing my perspective in and my community in that I work with to help further that mission. So the best way to answer that question to that Facebook poster is, you know, just continue to do the work that I'm already doing and add it with KBOO, and make sure that all voices are represented.
Raul, what's your response to this?
Well, at the risk of sounding like I'm reading my resume, you know, having done everything at radio, from on the air to engineering to operations to a news person to getting underwriting, that kind of thing, in whatever way KBOO would need my help, I would be willing to help, if not elected as a board member. You know, a month ago, I wasn't even thinking about being a board member. I had just approached KBOO and said, hey, I'm not working in radio anymore, but I still want to keep my foot in. How can I help KBOO? So if it's helping with programming or news or public affairs or emergency preparedness, whatever the board and the programming and management staff there at KBOO think I can contribute to the organization, then I'd be willing to do that, or at least consider doing that. So, you know, there's lots of ways to contribute besides being a board member. So I'm determined to help this station continue to not only exist but also thrive. And so people there have seen my resume and they know the different things I can do. If they say, hey, we need help in this area and Raul's a good candidate to help us in this area, then all they have to do is pick up the phone and I'll be there.
Well, thanks. It sounds like both of you are quite ready, willing, and able to help the station one way or the other, and I appreciate that.
Here's what I think we should do.
What do you think
we should
do? We
should take one more listener question, okay, and then we should give our candidates 3 minutes each to make a closing statement.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
All right, let's go to the phones. BJ, good morning, and make it quick, please.
Yeah, Raul, I have a question for you.
Now, you got to ask both of our candidates or none at all.
Say again?
Ask both of our candidates the question, please.
What does that mean?
The same question will be addressed by both of our candidates.
Okay, you're a little hard on your clients here.
Okay, go ahead.
You're a little hard on people. We're seniors. We listen to the station. I just want to ask, okay, I want to know about Raul moving over like this from a big jazz station. And then I'll ask to be zoning the other.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last part.
Raul, can I talk to you for a minute? Are you out of that jazz station? Can you really participate and help KBOO?
That's a direct question. I'm prepared to answer it.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, I no longer work at KMHD or at OPB. I am no longer a member of the staff there, but I am still doing a jazz program for them, a weekly jazz program. But I do that as an independent producer. It's not affiliated with the station anymore. They just carry it like they would any other nationally syndicated show. So I'm still doing a three-hour weekly show for them, but I am not an employee there, and I'm free to do whatever I want to do with the rest of my time. It's just one of the things I do for the love of this this medium that we have called radio all these years. I love jazz. I love that show. I've worked hard at it. I think listeners like the show, and I don't want to abandon my listeners. So I really enjoy doing that, but that does not preclude me from doing volunteer work for anyone else or working at a commercial station if that's what I was crazy enough to want to do. So, yes, I am free to help out at KBOO in any capacity that I'd like.
Okay.
All right. Do you have a question for Sequoia?
Yes, I think she's wonderful, and I haven't met her down there, but what could you do that's along the lines, Sequoia, and briefly, I'm sorry, go ahead.
In other words, what kind of programming would you be, I think the question is, what kind of programming?
That's it, Abe. I mean, I forgot your name.
Sequoia.
No, the other guy.
Oh, Abe.
It's Abe and Joe and Sequoia.
Oh, Joe. Yeah, that's it. I know Joe. I met him, but he doesn't know me.
So I think you're asking me what type of programming would I do? Well,
to keep the station competitive with the big commercial stations, I used to own a station.
Okay, well, I can answer that, BJ. I can answer that. So I already have a show that comes on first and third Thursday of the month. Called Ear to the Streets of Portland. It's basically a radio show program that focuses on the Black community here in Portland. So I think that that's part of my contribution in bringing a voice as many other voices that we have. Like later on today, you'll hear Hispanic music and voices. You know, if you tune in on Sundays, you hear other diverse voices. And so, you know, that would be my contribution in making sure that KBOO stays competitive and doing what other commercial radio stations are not doing. And bringing in, you know, those compelling and controversial topics that that need to be heard respectfully. So that would be my part, BJ.
Okay. I think it's time for our closing statements now. In the interest of time, I think we're going to have to keep these to 2 minutes rather than three. And Raul, we'll give you the first closing statement.
Okay, I'm going to set my timer here so it's exactly 2 minutes,
okay.
You know, because I know how this works. Well, first of all, I want to thank everyone for giving me an opportunity to run for the board of directors of KBOO. It's really an honor to be asked, and I mean that sincerely. I hope you hear the sincerity in my voice, because it really would be a dream come true to get involved with a radio station like KBOO. Even though to earn a living, I've worked in commercial radio and in large public stations, that's not really where my heart has been. That's not where my ears have been. So it's very, very exciting to have the prospect of working for KBOO as a volunteer and a member of the board of directors. I feel that with 41 years of paid radio experience, I think that I, it's not just my vocation, it's also my avocation. I've mentored people, I've worked with volunteers, I've worked in every area of radio station operation, whether it's on the air and all the different behind-the-scenes jobs I've done, program directing, station managing, going out and doing sales, doing corporate support, and soliciting underwriting. I feel that there's got to be something that I have after this many years in broadcasting, and this much passion that I still feel for this medium, that there's got to be a way that I can contribute to KBOO, especially at this really, really critical fork in the road for what we do in this medium. So whatever capacity I can contribute to KBOO would make me feel very good. I'm not earning a living working in radio anymore, but I still feel there's lots that I can do to contribute to this wonderful medium. It's so personal, and it's so one-on-one, even though you're talking to thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. In the end, at the end of the day, it's still a one-on-one relationship, and that's what makes radio so intimate and so wonderful, in my opinion. So in whatever way I can help KBOO, that would be a wonderful thing. Thank you all.
Thank you, Raul.
All right, Sukoina.
Okay. Once again, thank you, Abe and Joe, for having me on your morning show. And thank you, callers, for calling in and asking us some very interesting questions. So thank you for that. I think there are tons of ways that you can get involved in KBOO. And that is one of the reasons why I fell in love with this radio station over time, is that there are variable places that you can be to volunteer your time, to help a great radio station continue to move forward. And I think that that I have the capacity to do that. I have seen KBOO do some amazing things since I've been here. Just last Saturday, we had a live remote for A Touch of Portland with the host of The Melting Pot. And, I seen our engineers put together a great and fantastic live broadcast. And I've gotten to see that over the summer due to my, volunteering in different live remotes and other various places. So, I want to invest my time in this radio station and make sure that we continue to be the radio station that has always been, just do a little tweaking, to make us, just a tad bit more, modern in terms of, like I said, technology and social media. So, I'm here. I've been here. I'm not going anywhere. And I want to make sure that that I am putting in my skills to make this radio station continue to thrive and move forward in a positive light, with love and about community.
Okay. I want to thank both Sukoina and Raul. I want to remind people that the Saturday, November 20th from 1 to 4 p.m., you should go to the Lotus Sea, located at 6 Northeast Tillamook, at the corner of Williams and Tillamook, to be part of the membership meeting. And you have to, if you want to vote, and I hope you do, and I hope you are a member, your ballot has to be there at that time, or put into the box here, or mailed. It has to be mailed by this Saturday to be sure to arrive. If you have a problem with your ballot, if it somehow is wrong or doesn't have an envelope or whatever, call Sun Lee at 503-231-8032 and extension 207. We all are very grateful for you, and we hope you will participate in the electoral process, and I hope this show was informative. So stick around for KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial.
Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the USA.
Have you heard about the Melting Pot Silent Mobile Dance Parties?
Silent dance. Doesn't sound very fun.
Actually, it's a lot of fun. Picture 200 people dancing with headphones to the same music. The Melting Pot Radio Show will have a series of silent dance parties from 8 to 10 p.m. Tuesdays in Portland parks and public spaces. That's Tuesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. For more information and this week's location, go to KBOO.FM/silent dance parties.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Triple Divide, fracking documentary on Friday, September 12th at 7 p.m. Triple Divide, directed by Public Herald investigative journalist Joshua Prabanek and Melissa Troutman, deconstructs the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection's handling of shale gas development through fracking, and will uncover how DEP and the industry have handled violations within Pennsylvania's highest classified watersheds, what happened in the 2011 Bradford County blowout, water contamination complaints, health issues, and the split estate landowner dispute. Triple Divide, fracking documentary will be showing at the First Unitarian Church in the Elliott Chapel, located at Southwest 12th and Salmon Street in Portland. More information about this KBOO-sponsored event may be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland. It's a minute after 9 o'clock. Here's what's coming up this morning on KBOO. First on Alternative Radio, Mohamed El-Masri speaks on Egypt from Pharaoh to Pharaoh. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15 on Flashpoints, leading Chicano and Latino activists speak out against Obama's decision to sideline humane immigration reform. An interview with Dr. Mona Alfara about the aftermath of the bombardment of Gaza on residents there. And breaking news in the case of an 18-year-old Latina gunned down by police.